From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A day of mixed results for the Obama administration at the U.S. Supreme Court. The deadlocked court on Thursday thwarted the president's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court ruling that rejected an Obama bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order. At the White House, Mr. Obama said the decision is deeply disappointing to millions of people.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
The president did score a victory at the court when the justices upheld an affirmative action program promoting the admission of racial minorities at the University of Texas. The court has been tied at 4 conservatives and 4 liberal justices since the late Justice Antonin Scalia died in February. President Obama has nominated Judge Merrick Garland to replace him, but Senate Republicans have refused to consider the president's nominee until after November's elections. Voters in Britain went to the polls Thursday to decide in an historic referendum on whether to remain in or to leave the European Union. Opinion polls just before the voting began suggest a very thin margin between those opting to stay in the EU and those who want to quit. Prime Minister David Cameron cast his vote early Thursday after making a last-minute appeal to remain. Even in the hours leading up to the referendum, many voters were still undecided. The final tally is not expected until early Friday. This is VOA News. Democratic members of the House of Representatives have ended their sit-in to protest a lack of action on gun control laws following last week's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that failure to act prolongs the suffering of those who have lost loved ones in mass shootings.
How many more times do members expect it to stand for a moment of silence, and we do so reverentially and in a deep, prayerful way for the families? But that is not a substitute for the actions that are needed.
Republicans who control the House of Representatives dismissed the call by their Democratic colleagues and voted early Thursday to adjourn their work until July 5th. 49 people were killed and more than 50 others wounded when a gunman opened fire in a crowded gay nightclub in Orlando last week. It was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. A judge in Baltimore, Maryland, has acquitted the police officer Cesar Goodson of all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died after suffering spinal injuries in the back of a police van last year. Gray's death sparked the worst riots in decades in Baltimore. Goodson, who drove the van in which Gray suffered his injuries, faced the most serious charges in the case, including depraved heart murder. Goodson was also found not guilty of manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. His acquittal jeopardizes the remaining court cases. Other police officers face similar but less serious charges. The UN Special Envoy for Syria said Thursday a critical mass was needed to boost talks on the beginning of a political transition in that war-torn country. Speaking in Geneva, Staffan de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but explained that they depended on the humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. Meanwhile, the man leading the UN efforts to get humanitarian aid into Syria on Thursday painted a pessimistic picture of the situation. Jan Egeland said besiegement is blocking desperately needed medical aid convoys.
Besiegement is continuing. It should never have been there in the first place for civilians, neither in terms of blocking humanitarian assistance, nor the movement of civilians. It belongs in the Middle Ages, not in our time.
However, Egeland said that despite the deteriorating situation, relief supplies had reached 8 of the 18 besieged areas in the last month. On Wall Street, shortly before the close, all 3 major indices were trading higher. European and Asian markets also closed up. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.